One of the huge commodities that is used regionally is concrete grade sand, and it's trucked in many cases. Well, we could bring it in by rail, load back shot rock, and pay for the rail yard any given year. It just pays for itself. And then we could have the rest of it be a bonus for all this stuff. And that whole geographics lends itself to that. But you can get ahead of yourself with the third pool shot, and you miss the first one, and the other three don't make any difference. Yeah. So we got to kind of think in those terms. But there's a lot going on down there that could be huge. Now, if we keep getting fined out of existence because we're not doing this and that, and I can't speak to that, they don't ask me about those things. But I have talked to them about some of these other issues. And then that has more comprehensive look at it. Central sewer collection to that area makes some real sense. You get all that put together, like the airport's not on central collection now. They have their own little package plant. McMillan Homes has a package plant. The racetrack would either have to have a package plant, which package plants do very well on consistent flow. These guys would have to have the capability of 80,000 people one day and then having the two secretaries flush the next day and the plant all dies. So if we could get them on all these things, if all of that could be a package, the economy of Taney County and the jobs and the everything else would just be vastly different. And Arkansas is aware of all of this. They have the same rail line. They have a lot of things close.
We have a little bit of a problem with the railroad here, though, because those tunnels aren't tall enough now to run a lot of trains through, and that's why they just run coal trains, because they're lower.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah, there's a lot of trains won't fit down that railroad.
A lot of cars, but the Missouri Northern Arkansas Railroad, in talking with their economic development people, have assured me that they will load cars to the destination to meet the clearances. So they will do that, and we'll be fine. But we got to have something. And again, the sand and the shot rock all go through
that. That'd be a lower cost.
The coal, they use coal cars. So that all works. But that's all part of all of this. Now, if we do those kinds of things, like a light industrial park out there, the interchange becomes more of interest, because now you're going to have truck traffic interfacing with all of this stuff. If it's just the racetrack, initially we start with storage lanes and then develop on from there. But, and that's more discussion than you probably want about all this stuff. But there it is.
They are definitely thinking about coming in off of 65L and not through Branson Creek.
No, they cannot come through Branson Creek. It has to be.
That would be an absolute.
Oh, I know it would be a nightmare.
You know, the straight shot, excuse me, Mr. Chairman, we're carried away. The straight shot of 65 split between the airport and the new proposed racetrack situation is, I don't know, I used to walk around 200, 2.5 miles. And we're looking at 8 now after you leave 65.
Yeah.
And then you're going through a residential situation, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other transportation project discussion?
Along those lines, though, Dave, I would assume that when that presentation is made to the PNZ, et cetera, all those things are done, they're going to be looking towards us to a certain degree as from a traffic recommendation situation, which we need to have some answers for. And there again, we go back to our overall plan, Charlie, if you will, that says, well, here's what we got in mind, and here's what we need your developer to do. And then follow through with those from that standpoint. And the developer's ready, willing, able. That's only each project out of the way. You can't pop 80,000 people in one time on the Highway 65 and not create a problem, gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
And not think about what the growth pattern is for 65 coming south in the future. Take a look at Birmingham and the racetrack down there, just by there. And they provided for that. And they're now widening again.
They did that in off of 435, you know, up in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Down in Kansas.
Right. And but that was all pre-planned. It had to happen.
Interchanges all over there.
Yeah.
A lot of highways.
Yeah, I'll do Claycomb on that area there.
If, in fact, we have the appropriate priority matrix and we have plans and that thing, there is a pot of MoDOT money that is very seldom used. It's economic development money, and the requirement for that is the creation of 200 non-retail jobs. And if you can prove that, and it doesn't have to necessarily just be the racetrack, it could be the light industrial, it could be the airport, it could be any of that, but we could prove that pretty easy, and there's not much competition for that, and I think that is, sometimes that grows to $200 million that's in that dang account. Well, but again, right now, as a county, we don't have a leg to stand on. The developer will have a plan, but we just need to be a partner in that. So when they come to us and say this is the plan, we either say it's a good plan or it's not a good plan, and this is how it could fit.
Now, won't you bring that plan to us, representing that area?
Probably I'll have the developer and their engineers speak to that. I wouldn't presume to represent a private project, but I'll make arrangements. I'll liaison with our group, if that's what we want to do, to make sure they get here.
I think we ought to.
Well, at some point in time, when it's time, I think.
When it's time, yeah.
Yeah.
From a political standpoint, I'm sure this commission is going to rely fairly heavily on this board. Right here.
I hope they do.
Well, it's a political nightmare, they don't. I like your rail idea, by the way.
Well, it's really important to all of us if we can get this stuff going.
Yeah, absolutely.
Last item on the agenda was the Highway 65 Coalition. And Randy, what the deal was, I had a packet of information from the Highway 65 Coalition. They sent it to me, like 20 pages of stuff, and Frank took it away to make copies. And he's going to bring it back to our February meeting. So somewhere around is the stuff that's called the Highway 65 Coalition. It's about a group that wants to widen Highway 65 all the way to Iowa.
Probably the gals would have it over there, I would guess, or it's in Frank's office. But
we're going to get Randy to the point where he said, Leroy don't want the ball.
Okay, I'll see if I can come up with that.
If we just had copies, at least to get us something to discuss at the next meeting. Any other new and or old business?
We can go back to that 65 Coalition. Fundamentally, that's from Buffalo North. Sedalia, there's some things. So really, what they're asking us to do is just support them. That they're not asking us to do anything different other than to support their cause.
Yeah.
And so, I thought that was a letter from the commission going to the coalition in support of it.
I thought that was already done.
Yeah.
I did too. Because we looked at standpoint guy. Buffalo, Missouri up, more traffic, more people visiting our area. Et cetera, et cetera. I thought it was already done.
I did too.
Evidently it wasn't because you're the one that.
I thought it was a letter coming from the commission going to the coalition.
True.
In support of.
Now, there's a Transportation Alliance. That group wanted support.
Maybe that's
what that's a funding. That's a funding thing.
From Missouri Roads.
And I just received it on my way over here. They call me. Kirk Duran is the District 8 District Engineer, is asked to be on the partner's agenda as quickly as possible. And it's kind of cryptic, but I bet you, is it that Alliance King? Is that what he's asking about?
It could be.
So right now, because MoDOT's facing the fact that funding is just getting worse and worse.
Non-existent.
So they're trying to find a different way to fund MoDOT, which we need a couple of different things to happen, in my estimation, but that may be what he's asking about. I don't know, but it certainly isn't the Highway 65 Coalition. He's not asking about that, but this Alliance business, he might be. And that is a group that is formed to help MoDOTs find a funding future way forward. They're a political action committee kind of a thing. That's who they are. And they're headed by a former Highway Transportation Commissioner. I should remember his name. Can't remember his name. But
Bill McKenna.
Who's that?
Yeah.
Bill McKenna.
Yeah.
Yes, it's Bill McKenna. Yes, thank you, Gene. So anyway, that may be what he's asking about.
Could be. Any other business?
I wouldn't make one statement here. And this is totally off basically highways, but it goes back to the rail system that you brought up just a little bit ago. The oil that they're coming up with in the Dakotas is going to New Orleans, or it's going to Louisiana and being refined by rail. And it is so inexpensive that it's just amazing how much, how many cars they're pulling down there per day to get their oil up there that they're getting out of the ground, going all the way to Louisiana to get refined and then pull back. So the rail system, and that's another thing that I can't figure out why in the world we in Washington, D.C. can't come up with some kind of monies for the rail system to take some of the pressure off these roads.
I would submit that our title is the Taney County Transportation Advisory Council. Mm-hmm. We assume that's roads. But I'm thinking, if we could ever get our shit together on roads, we might get to be able to work on rail, is all I'm saying, or air. I mean, any of this stuff could fit into what we're doing.
I understand. Yeah, absolutely.
And we'll build a monorail as soon as you get us the funds.
Oh, really, David? Okay, good for you.
With that being said, I make a motion to adjourn.
A second?
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Pose same sign. So we're adjourned until sometime when the notice comes out. I don't have that date.
April 25.
Do any of you guys have a copy of your project so I can?